A Hawaii delegation recently returned from the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Poland. It included Anu Hiddle, the coordinator for the Hawaii Climate Change Mitigation and Adaptation Commission.
It was really important for us to be there because we're trying to show that we are still in the Paris Agreement.
Despite President Trump's announcement to withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement, Hawaii and 16 other states committed to abide by it. Others at the conference were eager to discuss the differences in attitude between the federal government and the states who belong to the U.S. Climate Alliance.
They were concerned about what are the states doing, what is the U.S. government doing, how do we feel about that, where do we think it's going. They really want to know that we are in, and they're really relieved to see that we are in.
This round of U.N. climate negotiations focused heavily on implementation of the Paris Agreement, something UH visiting scholar and law professor Christina Voigt knows quite a bit about.
It's a tiresome process. It takes a very long time for countries to agree. It took more than 2.5 decades to get where we are right now.
This is Voigt's 10th UN Climate Conference. She's the lead negotiator for Norway in international climate talks. And this year, she helped oversee the committee responsible for producing the rulebook, a large chunk of which sets standards for self-reporting. The only legal obligation for parties to the Paris Agreement is to submit a progress report by the year 2020.
One element didn't make it in the final rulebook, and that's the rules for the carbon market, for emissions trading, for offsetting of emission allowances. These are very technical, very specific rules which hadn't matured to a level where they could be included.
You also won't find any non-compliance penalties or sanctions.
It's really all about transparency, and eventually it's about naming and shaming. It was very clear that the compliance committee will be non-punitive, non-adversarial. That was already resolved in the Paris Agreement itself.
Still, Voigt is hopeful.
The passage of the rulebook is a very important juncture, in a way, because it means that the focus and the work has been done at the international level and has to be moved now to the national level, to action, to implementation of climate action by governments, by cities, by states.
Even as President Trump pulls away from the Paris Agreement, Hiddle says Hawaii can take a leadership role in climate change. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.